Blog Talk Radio.
This is a radio message.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls on the internet, coast to coast in the U.S. and around the world, welcome to That's the Way It Is Radio. Tackling the issues that the Conan O'Briens of this world are just too damn scared to touch. And now, here's your host, N.D.W., a.k.a. Norris Wiggins.
Hello and welcome again to another edition of That's the Way It Is Radio, and I am your host, N.D.W., a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. I just want to say I've been missing y'all, absolutely. And, you know, we've had a lot of things going on here in the Washington, D.C. area. We just finished up with a nice show, just had at one of the clubs over here. That's the Way It Is Radio. We were in the house. We were hosting that show. I mean, we had this group, Earth, Wind & Fire Tribute Band. I mean, you close your eyes, you swear you'll listen to Earth, Wind & Fire. Also, another one of D.C.'s finest group, they called themselves Next Step, was also in the house. They did a great performance. And we had some of the up-and-coming models that were featuring some of the latest in bling bling that you want to wear this fall for the ladies. They did a great, spectacular job. People came and got all of that. More like a dinner show. They was able to eat and fellowship and all. And then we had a little theater in there. You know I got to do theater. I'm a producer, playwright, director. I put a little skit inside there as well. A little treat. They really did enjoy that. But listen, we're back. Thanks again for tuning in again this week with us. I want to send a shout out there to my son, Nor J. They call him Intuition. Let him know, hey, thanks for hanging in there with your pop, you know. Also, Jules out there, who also brings you the health tips on the show. She does a great job with that each and every time. Always give you some food for thought, something for you to take. And don't forget, we're at the end of the year, but she still has been carrying you with your New Year's resolution all the way up until now. We haven't finished. I'm telling you, we still got ways to go. We're hanging in there. This is an election year. All of that's coming up on this edition of That's the Way. We're going to talk about that. We've got the debates going on tonight. Yes, we're going to get political on the show tonight. Y'all get ready, because when we finish up tonight, I want you to tune in, watch the debate, because we need you on to vote right now. We need you to vote. Look at what we've got standing before us. But before we do that, let's go ahead and enjoy this music, Intuition out there. And again, before I even do that, let me say thank you again for tuning in. Shout out to all the people. Listen to That's the Way It Is Radio.
Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, tucking in. I adopted these niggas, still a drumming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, well, I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another game.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Me in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs, you ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? Put some immigrants, build your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach, bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, Jay is chilling. What more can I say? We chilling them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we'd embody the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Coming back for a second term. That's right. Obama is coming back for a second term. Gotta get your votes in. Let the man go ahead, finish completely what he's already started. That way he can get us out of the rain so there'll be no more rain.
No more rain.
Angie Stone talking about No More Rain. That's right. You know, a lot of things coming out with this election coming up. You know, I hope everyone is out there all registered to vote. Really, really take this thing very seriously because, you know, we're looking at you know, some serious situations here. I mean, we're looking at our future. Right now, at this point in time, there's still uncertainty about Social Security. You know, there's so much things that are gone wrong, and it takes a person that has some form of integrity to try and take things and turn it around. Someone had, and one of the things I got to tell you about Obama that I really like, when he took presidency, everybody was blaming people and pointing fingers at everyone's hand. But I remember watching a speech. He stood up and he just said, hey, listen, the blame stops here. I take the blame for this. I take the blame for that. He just took the blame for people that were directors in departments that he had nothing basically to do with. He said, blame me. So we can go ahead and move forward. Because, you know, I noticed that's one thing about business or being in business. So if you work on a job, you got someone that's in a position that when the heat comes, they never want to take the blame for the wrong. But you know what? When they're handing out all the accolades, they're there, the first one with their chest out to say, hey, yes, I did that. I was a part of that. But when it comes down and it gets the heat comes, it gets hot in the oven, they turn and they run. I've worked with too many people like that. Worked with too many people that, to me, are spineless. They don't take the blame for things. They're afraid to stand up and say, hey, but you can make a change. That's the president that you have in office right now. On the phone, on the lines with me right now is Jules. Jules, I'm heated up right now. About this election. Jules, I can't hear you. Jules? Jules, are you there? Jules, I can't hear you. Are you there? I think we lost Jules. But you're not coming up. I can't. Can you hear me? Okay, let me see. Let me try this again. Let me try your mic again. Let's see. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Talk now. Take your come off hey, mute.
I'm not on mute.
Okay, there you go. You're up now.
Okay. Well, like I was saying, you do sound pretty heated up, and I'm excited as well myself. As you already know, I am voting for Barack Obama. I voted for him for this past term, and I will vote for him again for the second term. And I stand by my vote steadfast. And, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think of all of this stuff? I mean, right now I'm hearing that they're talking, that there are a lot of preachers that are talking about telling their churches, their congregations not to vote for Obama because of the decision he made with gay marriage.
Well, you know, I've been hearing about all of that, and I believe, I mean, yes, he's like, okay, he's for gay marriage and so forth, but really what the Bible says is that we're here on this earth and we're not to judge. Right? We're not to judge. Everybody has their opportunity to make their own choice, and they make their own choices, and we as fellow Christians or fellow believers should not judge those who aren't heterosexual. I mean, I'm just like, okay, you know, that's you personally, you know, that's not my thing. You know, I prefer men, but
you know,
I'm just
funny.
Like,
you know, you're absolutely right, and I like the fact that you brought a spiritual twist into it, you know, and not being judgmental and like that. I really like that. But you know, you got to also recognize he's the president of the United States. which means he also represents all people. You know,
exactly.
Gay, straight, whoever, he still represents all people within the United States. So he has to look at everyone's cause, because they're gonna be gay people. They're gonna be. It's just gonna be. No matter what, you can say I'm not gonna have you married. I'm not gonna. But they're still gonna do it. And then it falls up under this whole common law. Common law. Where, you know, if you stay with a person for so long, you're considered to be their other half. You know, anyway. So, you know, if you're dating someone, again, he's the president of the United States, which is the president for all people.
Exactly. And it's,
so,
we don't have that right to tell others what they can and cannot do. It goes the same way with, like, the death penalty. Who are we to take someone's life? Yes, if they're guilty of taking someone else's life, yes, that is very wrong. That is extremely wrong. But it's not our right or our responsibility to deal with that. That's God's responsibility to deal with that person. Yes, you can, you know, take them away from society, you know, separate them away from society and lock them up in jail. But as far as, you know, execution and death by injection and all of that, I don't think that any state law or judge should have the right to take someone's life. I don't believe that's right, because who knows if in the long run that person could have realized something and could have changed, you know? So that's my view. Anyways, so I'm voting for Obama. That's my vote.
You know, absolutely. I mean, I'm definitely in there too. You know, I mean, my vote is going to go with Obama as well. You know, because he certainly has proved to me to be he's a black president, but he more so has proved to me to be a people's president. You know, that's what I really like about him. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back with this and a lot much more talk on That's the Way It Is Radio. We got some good music too as well. So don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Today, about 1 in 5 Americans is living with a disability. Over 50 million people, including many of our friends and neighbors, teachers and co-workers, heroes and leaders. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act guaranteed every person the right to live, work, and participate fully in the American experience. We've come a long way since then, and we are committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Get up off of that thing and stand to shoot.
You got to get up off of that thing. That's right. Coming up in November, you got to get your vote in and definitely vote. So get up off that thing and go register. Be ready to vote because this is serious times right now. We were talking a little bit earlier, Jules, about the election coming up and all, and we were talking about how some of the pastors are telling their congregations not to vote for Obama because of his stand on gay marriage and all. You know, one of the things I wanted to say about that was, you know, I heard Reverend Sharpton say this. It made a lot of sense to me. If you feel that bad about him, then you pastors out there that's against that, tell you what, stop taking gays' money then in your church. Anybody who feels that way, stop taking the gays' money then. Anybody that's gay, don't take their money. Don't do business. Don't do anything at all with them. That's the way you feel about it. Okay? You start doing that, then let's see what happens to this economy. It's the same way if black stock being some of the biggest consumers, we would shut the country down.
Yes. Yes, I was listening to you. I was listening to you in DW, but I agree with you with your saying because that makes them hypocritical. Because if you want to, you know, cut them from their I'm not going to say rights, but basically it's their right. I mean, we all have the right of choice. So if you want to cut them from their, here's the better word, free will, then, I mean, if you want to exclude them from that, I mean, then you might as well exclude them completely. Because if you want to, push them away in one aspect and then you want to take them in another aspect that's more beneficial towards you, then that's just pretty much hypocritical. It pretty much is.
Just start looking with a broader mind. We got to look at the record that this current president that we have has basically set. One of the things he said, I mean, people sit back and call him a liar. One of the things he said right up front, he said things are going to get worse before they even begin to look better. And, of course, we know that, you know, that whenever, even for our brothers and sisters out there in spiritual, we know that when we go through transformation, which means we go through the mud, we hit rock bottom, and then we start lifting up and coming through, coming to the light. But we go through something. We go through transformation first before we start seeing better things, before we start seeing the light, before, we go deeper. That's just how it happens. And this is what the president said. He said, before it gets any better, it's going to get worse. So, America, brace yourself. You know?
But you,
and
know,
this is
you
what,
know what? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. No, but what I was going to say was that, okay, everybody want to now zoom in to that one point as far that Obama just came out with. How I see it, okay, you have Barack Obama and you have Mitt Romney. When you look at both views, look at all of their views, look at the plans that they have to back up their views, whether they have a plan or not, because I recall Mitt Romney lacking in some plans. So if you look, for us to look at the whole overall aspect of each candidate, that's what everybody needs to do, is look at the overall aspect of each candidate and see who is the better candidate, because I mean, the facts are there, and I believe that Mitt Romney is not the better candidate. I don't believe that Mitt Romney, not even just for Black America, just for America as a whole. This is not just say, oh, Black America, African America. No, let's look at America as a whole. Mitt Romney is in it for himself and whoever fits his criteria to come along for the ride. He wants to lower taxes for the rich and then raise taxes on the poor. We barely have enough money as it is. I mean,
he doesn't show any sensitivity for the less fortunate.
Exactly.
He's all for the people that's got money. So it's like the strongest survive in here and there. But you got to understand, the backbone of America was built on these blue-collar workers that we have out here that go to work every day, that struggle, that work so hard, and then they begin to rely and depend on their Social Security so they can retire and then relax for the rest of their lives in their golden years. This has been, and he's not looking at that. These are the people, and Obama has compassion for those blue-collar people, the people that have to come out here and work every day, who don't have the luxury of having a yacht. And then again, he has compassion for them as well. So like I said, he is more like a people's president, because he's looking at a fair system that works for everybody, not just a system that just worked for the rich. But he's looking at a fair system that can work for the rich as well as the poor. It's just not good for the greedy.
Exactly. And I'm just like, at my other employment, I had a client that came up, and we were talking. I jumped into the conversation that he was having with one of my coworkers, but they were talking about the election, and she just happened to just, you know, straightforwardly ask him, "Oh, who was he going to vote for?" Me personally, I wouldn't ask, because you know that's a kind of a touchy subject to be having with a client, especially if we don't have the same view. But he said Mitt Romney. He said Mitt Romney, and he said, you know, to be honest, I'm voting for Mitt Romney. I'm a businessman, and I just gotta make, you know, a business decision and go with Mitt Romney and this and that and the third. But I'm just looking at him, and I'm like, you're not going to benefit from Mitt Romney being in office yourself.
That's a greedy man, you know, because he's simply going in there. Yeah. I mean, already the way the system is getting, right now, the way things are going, middle class is just being squeezed out of the system right now, which is middle class people are just being squeezed out. Where you, now it's looking like in the future, in the way things are going, it looks like you're only going to have rich and you're going to have poor. And there's not going to be any middle class. It's like they're eliminating middle class. I think Obama being in office basically slows that process down, basically stops it. So, you know, I like to see him because he's looking at, again, a system that works for all people. If you are such a billionaire, wait a minute, if you're such a billionaire and a rich person, you can afford to go out here and spend and splurge $5 million to get something, you know, that is just to entertain yourself, or you can throw $5, $10 million, $20 million parties and things like that. Then why can't you give back into the people and pay a little bit more taxes? Why? What's the problem there? When you can, you know, when you can throw these big fabulous parties, you can go up, and furthermore, you can go. And I'm not throwing any stones at my brother out there because I know he had a baby. But if you can rent out the whole floor of a hospital, I'm not just saying that. I'm not talking about you, Jay-Z, or Beyonce. I'm not talking about you all. I'm just saying anybody rich out there that can do that, why can't you pay more taxes? Okay. Why can't your taxes be a little bit higher than the man or the woman that's out here? They've got 3, 4, 5 kids, and they're trying to make it on $30,000-$40,000 a year and then have a little good piece, you know, because, hey, we need somebody to take out the trash, you know? So why not give them some tax cuts? The people that we need, okay, you got your $1 billion or your $1 million company. You ain't taking out the trash. You got a trash company. So the man that's working doing that job, give him a tax break. Let him have a tax break. Let the man who is, you know, who's running McDonald's, working inside there in the kitchen as a cook, tossing fries, let him have a tax break.
NDW, to piggyback on what you're saying,
let the teachers have a break. Let our nurses have a break. These are hardworking people. These are service-orientated people. Let our concierge. These are hardworking people. These are service-orientated jobs. Let them have a tax break. And then go ahead and pay more so that they can have a little bit more enjoyment. Pay more so that these people can have a Social Security when they get older. Sorry.
Sure. So to piggyback off what you were saying, you actually reminded me of something that I saw on Facebook about a week ago. It was pertaining to somebody repost a post by Pooch Hall, who plays a character by the name of Derwin Davis on BET show The Game. And
know him well. He's a friend of the family. Yep, know him well.
He posted on a photo on Facebook of this African-American family who they looked like they were poor. They were on the street. You saw them with their, you know, bags of whatever their, you know, belongings they had left, and it was the husband and wife, and they had about, I think I counted like 5 children. And he basically, I'm just going to briefly state what he said. I mean, this is not verbatim, but he basically was stating how he spoke to the family and got to know their situation, and he pretty much cried about it. And he prayed about it, and he actually is helping the family. He is actually, from what I can recall from the post, I think he gave them some money, and he helped them I don't remember what exactly he helped them into, but he basically gave them shelter, helped them with shelter. And basically, he said that he's going to continue to keep contact with them. And I just think it was wonderful and great for him to, you know, because you know how some of these celebrities can be. I mean.
That was a good act. I think that was very good and noble of him, you know, to do what he did.
Exactly.
And everything, you know, and making that step out there and showing that concern. You know, and I know a lot of people who don't have celebrity fame. And people out here who people really just don't have much at all, but they share with what they have. I got a friend of mine. The lady's name is Paula. I mean, she's one of the richest women I know, but not in wealth and money, but just in her generosity, just in her hospitality, and how she does and how she is with everyone. Lives in the community in Southeast, and here's this woman right here. You know, she lives day to day, but guess what? She feeds everyone. She feeds the whole community. She cooks. Everyone is welcome into her home to eat. She's just giving. She hates to see someone, you know, hungry or needing. So she cooks and welcomes. That was one of the first families when I moved to the Washington, D.C. area. It was her family that basically welcomed me into their home, and I got a chance to see how they were. And, you know, there are people like Pooch. Pooch, you can see him step up, but there are people on an everyday basis, you know, that are sitting in your own community that are the same way. And that's the way we have to be. You know, we have to definitely show that love for one another. That's that love in the community. We got to bring that back. So much, not make things so superficial, but we got to bring back that genuine love. Speaking about love, let's go to a break. Computer love. Roger.
Thank you.
You're tuned to That's the Way It Is Radio with NVW. With him.
And bracelets, and I could fly you too far away, exotic places. I'll do whatever I have to do to keep the smile right on your face. But when I'm not around, remember when you're staring through the mirror, mirror, that baby, I can't love you if you don't love you. I can't cry. Can't heal your wounds. I could wipe away your tears, hold you right here, find your pretty thing. But the truth is that I can't love you if you don't love you. Oh, so beautiful girl, you're a keeper. But I can tell your story, it runs deeper.
About 1 in 5 Americans is living with a disability. Over 50 million people, including many of our friends and neighbors, teachers and co-workers, heroes and leaders. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act guaranteed every person the right to live, work, and participate fully in the American experience. We've come a long way since then, and we are committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Jules, we got a president out here that's trying to love us. Love us, because he's a people's president. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, how can anybody love you, like the song says, you don't love yourself? Well, guess what?
What?
We don't love you anyway. We're going to love you anyway. We're going to love you anyway. The debate coming up tonight, that's right, it's going to be up on in about, what, 15 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes? It's going to be right after
yes.
the show goes out. You want to go in there and check out the debate. You guys want to go in there and be, what's the topic that they're going to be talking about tonight? What's the debate about?
They're going to be talking about domestic policy. This is going to be the first presidential debate, and there's supposed to be a few more afterwards. Actually, there's going to be the one after this. I think it's going to be on the 11th with the with a debate with the vice president or the potential vice president for the second term.
Yeah.
And then and they're going to be talking about domestic policy and foreign policy. And then
the other next presidential debate is like October 22nd or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they'll be talking about foreign policy on that debate as well. And a snippet of domestic policy too.
Yeah. And see, this is where, like I keep saying again, even when you're talking about the policies here in the U.S., even in his 4 years, Obama's 4 years, he's already proven strong. I mean, look at him. He brought the American automobile industry back. I mean,
yep.
It was falling. It was gone. You know what I mean? He basically
mm-hmm.
came in and saved the day.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else he did?
What's that?
He killed Osama bin Laden.
I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, this whole thing with the 9/11 was created all around this man, bin Laden, was out there running free. You know, nothing was being done. That Bush in office, nothing. Yes, he did. Obama came into office and he went to work.
Yeah.
He went to work. He went to work. But, you know, it's funny. People ain't looking at that. They're not looking at the fact that in the 4 years that he's been in office, he's done more than some presidents that have been in office 8 years plus.
Because NEW, they don't want to give him that credit. They don't want to look at that. They're set on the negative that was not even were not even created by him, but they want to focus on the negative that was created by the president that was in office before him, Bush, and then they want to neglect all the positive that he's done. Not only himself, his wife as well. Don't forget his wife. Don't forget her because Michelle, she's been out there. She's been putting in work as well with the community of America, and she's been trying to help us love ourselves nutritionally, and making sure that we're. Because I mean, if you go on the internet and Google the comparison of Americans and Europeans. There are more healthier Europeans, more slimmer, body fit Europeans than Americans. You see a picture of a European, you see, nice, slender, and you see a picture of an American, they're just, I mean, I don't want to, it's not big boned. But
yeah.
it's like we're not healthy. We're our basis is not of health. And
no,
Michelle,
our country is dealing with obesity. We've got an obesity problem. It's in the water. It's in the food. Everything, whatever they feed in the animals and things that we eat, what they're injecting with, it is certainly getting into our system. I've never seen the country in the state that it's in. It's so unhealthy. I mean, and plus, people aren't exercising. Let me tell you, I've been looking at these videotapes. I've been watching these exercise videotapes, and the only thing people that making these videotapes are doing, I swear, when I say this, I mean, I'm being totally, I'm not being funny, but when I look at these videotapes of these instructors on the videotapes, then I go back and look at old episodes of Soul Train. I swear, they are taking those moves from Soul Train, packaging them up in a video, an exercise video, and selling them to people. When all the people have to do is go watch Soul Train, follow the moves, and you will be exercising, losing weight, and not paying all those money for those little series of DVDs. I'm telling you. I was looking at
That's true. I've seen some current episodes of Soul Train. Man, they've been getting it for it. They be all over the place. Oh, my gosh. You see them dancing, and then all of a sudden they disappear. Because why? Because they did a split, and then they slap back up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all about the exercise. All I got to say is one thing. This thing is going to be on fire. Obama's going to set it on fire. That's right. He's going to set it on fire. White House, I'm telling you, they've never seen a president like this before. They called Bill Clinton the black president. No, he wasn't. But I'll tell you what, he was getting us ready for the man that's in office today. That's what he was doing. He was getting us ready for this man. But, you know, this man has come together, and he's come complete. He's a complete package. Family man. You can see that.
Yeah.
He's a great picture. I mean, he's got a beautiful family. He emulates that ideal family. And when you talk about a president, yeah, let the truth be told. No, Obama don't run the country. He don't have really any power. He's told, basically. But he does do a wonderful representation as a president. And what he does, he have good people around him to help him with the decisions that are made to run this country. And
yep.
he is a good face for the country. His family is a good representation for the family. Everything this man represents, his struggle through life, coming up, going to school, having both sides, black and white parent, again, coming through the school system, getting an education, growing, getting into the system, working. He understands it. He didn't come from a wealthy family. He came up through the ranks. So he come up with an understanding of what it is to struggle in America, to want to get an education, to have to pay for that education, to have to work for that education.
Yeah, work hard.
He understands. And then at the same time, he understands family values. You know, that's very important because today you got the fabric of the family. The devil, Satan is going after that. He's going to tear that apart. He's been going after that for years. And systems been set. And we're watching it happen. The family is being destroyed. But here is a man that's standing strong in his family values. And we can look at that, and we need to watch that, and we need to support that. We need to want more of that in our president. Not only that, he's handling business. He goes to work every day. He puts in his time. He's not on vacation all the time.
I support that hardworking man, and I am about to go get ready to watch this debate. That's coming on in about 2 minutes.
I say the same thing, too. Let's get ready to go ahead and do that. Thank you all for tuning in to That's the Way It Is Radio. We really, really enjoyed being back with you on this, Jules. I'm going to tell you, we got to keep our heads to the sky, keep looking up for a brighter day. And just like Obama said, things are going to get worse before it gets better. And that's usually the way it goes. Before there's the storm, before the sun shines. I'm NDW. Again, thank you for tuning in to That's the Way It Is Radio. We'll see you next week, next Wednesday, same place, same time. Love you. Ooh, me one.